Good morning, everybody. We'll go ahead and get started. Thank you for your patience. I will call the board meeting back into session, and I believe that we are currently scheduled for item number 20. Yes, item number 20, which is a discussion and possible action on requesting financial assistance from the Texas Water Development Board, authorizing the filing of an application for financial assistance and making certain findings in connection therewith. David Collingsworth, Regional Business Development Manager, Central Basin. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, members of the board. This will be a brief item for the board's consideration for action. Back in April of 2008, we came before the board and got approval for staff to proceed with an application with the Water Development Board for funding for phase one of the conjunctive, very large-scale conjunctive use project. You heard John Hawes mention that on a couple of occasions yesterday as the Granger Lake intake project. He also mentioned some of the benefits of the Water Development Board funding and that it offers the BRA cheaper money with reduced interest. So that's the major benefit for going before the Water Development Board and applying for that funding. The next funding cycle for the Water Development Board comes up in the next month or so, and it would be a timely process now for the BRA to begin the application process for what I'll call phase two of the conjunctive use project, and that's the development and continuation of bringing groundwater into Williamson County to conjunctively use with Granger surface water. To apply for Texas Water Development Board funding, the Water Development Board requires that a certain resolution be adopted by an agency's governing body as part of the application, and that's what this process is. Later on today, you'll hear more about conjunctive use. Should at some time in the future the conjunctive use project come to fruition, and should the BRA get funding or be awarded the funding from the Water Development Board, we would have to come back to the board for all of those approvals. So you are not giving staff approval today to spend $100 million, but more so just apply for the application.
Just ask for it, right?
Just ask for it, yeah. Begin the process to ask for it. So, if you have any questions, I'll answer them at this time.
Any questions for David? David, I believe you have a resolution. If you could, please read that.
I do, and it's not John Hawes lengthy, but it is rather lengthy. Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that an application is hereby approved to be filed with the Texas Water Development Board, and the General Manager CEO is hereby authorized to file an application with the Texas Water Development Board seeking financial assistance in an amount not to exceed $100 million to provide for the cost of the Granger Lake Conjunctive Use Project to survey, appraise, and purchase real property, acquire easements and permits, mitigate impacts, and for any other activity deemed by the General Manager CEO necessary for the successful completion of the project. Be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby finds and determines that there is an urgent need for the Granger Lake Conjunctive Use Project to be implemented, and such capital improvements cannot be reasonably financed unless financial assistance is obtained from the Texas Water Development Board. And be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the General Manager CEO of the Brazos River Authority be and is hereby designated the authorized representative of the Brazos River Authority for purposes of furnishing such information and executing such documents as may be required in connection with the preparation and filing of such application for financial assistance and the rules of the Texas Water Development Board. And be it further resolved that the following firms and individuals are hereby authorized and directed to aid and assist in the preparation and submission of such application and appear on behalf of and represent the Brazos River Authority before any hearing held by the Texas Water Development Board on such application, to wit: General Manager CEO Philip J. Ford, Brazos River Authority, 4600 Cobbs Drive, P.O. Box 7555, Waco, Texas, 76714, 254-761-3100. Central Lower Basin Regional Manager John Hoffman, Brazos River Authority, 4600 Cobbs Drive, P.O. Box 7555, Waco, Texas, 76714, 254-761-3100. Central Basin Business Development Manager David Collingsworth, Brazos River Authority, 4600 Cobbs Drive, P.O. Box 7555, Waco, Texas, 76714, 254-761-3100. Grants Funding Coordinator, Teresa Clark, Brazos River Authority, 4600 Cobbs Drive, P.O. Box 7555, Waco, Texas, 767-254-761-3100. Engineering Service Manager, Mark Stendahl, P.E., Brazos River Authority, 4600 Cobb Drive, P.O. Box 7555, Waco, Texas, 76714, 254-761-3100. Senior Project Engineer, David Jones, P.E., Brazos River Authority, 4600 Cobb Drive, P.O. Box 7555, Waco, Texas, 76714, 254-761-3100. Project Administrator, John Dixon, Brazos River Authority, 4600 Cobbs Drive, P.O. Box 7555, Waco, Texas, 76714, 254-761-3100. Financial Advisor, Stephen Adams, Specialized Public Finance, Inc., 4925 Greenville Avenue, Suite 465, Dallas, Texas, 75206, 214-608-2293. Bond Counsel G. Charles Kobdish, McCall, Parkhurst, and Horton, LLP, 717 North Harwood Street, Suite 900, Dallas, Texas, 75201, 214-754-9200.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Moved by Ball. Second by Christian. Please poll the board.
Adopting Officer DeClue?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Lantrup?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Great. Thank you.